Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. A group of American Christian leaders have launched a campaign against Christians who support Israel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What the media refers to as leftist American Christian leaders have launched a full-scale public relations campaign against Christians who support Israel, who these Christian leaders call Christian Zionists. A brochure being distributed to approximately 45 million Americans charges that Christian Zionists foster fear and hatred of Muslims and non-Western Christians and can lead to the dehumanization of Israelis and Palestinians. These church leaders who oppose the Christian Zionist claim that the security of the United States is being harmed because the absence of a Palestinian state encourages terrorist attacks against the United States as well as Israel. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
American churches divided in their support for the Jewish state of Israel is a forerunner to the prophetic scenario in the Bible for the end times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. When American church leaders launch a full-scale PR campaign against the element of the American Christian community that wholeheartedly supports the Jewish state of Israel, the world stands by and watches as the body of Christ moves away from total support to God's plan for the end times. The definition of a Christian Zionist is a true born-again believer in Jesus Christ that accepts the prophetic scenario found in God's Word for the Jewish people in the last days. The ancient Jewish prophets wrote some 2,500 years ago that in the last days, God would bring Jews from the four corners of the earth to the land of their forefathers, the land of Israel. And that can be found in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 34, 36, and 37, Deuteronomy 30, and Jeremiah 31. Revelation 17 speaks of a false religion in the last days that would fall under satanic influence and oppose the creation of a Jewish state in the Middle East and God's fulfillment of his promises to the Jews. God promised Abraham, Genesis chapters 12 and 15, that there would be a Jewish nation on the land that they now live on, and they would live there forever. In spite of the public relations campaign launched by leftist American church leaders against these prophecies, Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...